Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
This is interesting. Listen to you two reminisce, be old friends, and just sit back and chat with each other the entire way.
It's yeah. Pretty,
Rob Halford is here.
Remedies for everything.
Exactly. Remedying throat coats and all sorts of stuff. Ian Campfield. That's what we call you in Halford. See, Hamfield. The big Hamfield.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up, though, that when you were talking about all the cheese, the metal god shopping for cheese, that it sounded like I was interviewing Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, yeah.
Because he loves his cheese. Loves his cheese, which is hilarious. You said you're writing a book, Rob, and book. Ian will be in it.
My larynx.
We're going to compare the our larynxes.
You're going to have the pictures of each.
Larynx?
I don't know.
Because both of our larynxes were put on video.
Yeah.
They stick cameras up your nose and you find if you still do not have your gag reflex in.
I discovered this week who we have that in common with, Celine Dion. I didn't think I had anything in common with Celine Dion.
No, you've got plenty in
common. But I was Entertainment Tonight was on Channel 3.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying attention because, you know, Brandon wasn't on.
Right.
We'll talk about him later.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And then I'm like, I've had that. Oh, that's Celine Dion with the same thing. She's got the wires going into her nose.
You felt a moment of pride. I've had the wiry thing in your nose.
Yeah.
And it's the strangest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Because it just dangles back into your throat. And it's that picture is disgusting. But I wonder if yours is substantially greater or better looking.
Oh, mine looked like a graveyard.
Did it really?
The Walking Dead.
No kidding. When he showed me afterwards,
that explains everything. It looked like a bomb had gone off down there.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And did they blame it for...
I'd never seen that part of my body ever before.
But did they say it was because of your singing or because of your treatment of yourself over the years?
Oh, just the singing.
No kidding.
Because still, you know, as I waltz towards 70... And I've been doing this for over 50 years. I'm surprised. The doctor was surprised. He goes, you know, for a man of your vintage, your vocal cords are in pretty good shape.
That is
what we were saying about quitting the booze and whatever else. That's really important for our voices.
Yeah, it's huge to protect it from that. Alcohol is terrible for your throat.
Well, as I've discovered.
Yeah, and you don't drink anymore.
I don't know if it's forever, but I'm kind of enjoying it at the moment.
Yeah, now, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but a few seconds ago you were talking about your Thanksgiving. And you've got a little scheduling issue with one of your friends from the UK flying in on the wrong week.
I got a bird problem.
Brady, who only does this for celebrities. And I've known Brady for 20-plus years, and I've run into trouble with, well, I've got this problem. Never once has said, I'll smoke a turkey for you. But with Rob Halford in the room, he is willing to cook you Thanksgiving dinner a week early.
No, I said I'd smoke a turkey for him, and that is incorrect. I have smoked turkeys for...
Not for... No,
every year
no,
we've been doing it for 8 years.
Yeah, but you had to pay for it and buy
it.
But
then I do my own at my house.
Yeah, but that was a system of business you provide.
No, I do
Brady,
two or three own.
He, when celebrities pop in town, he caters their entire
event, I'd be
Joe
one.
Coy and all that. But it's just for you, so it's a special moment.
Well, I think there's an ulterior motive here as well. In the, you know, my apartment complex, they keep a spare apartment that you can rent if your guests come to stay for like a week. Yes. They always say, if you want your family close but not that close, you can put them in the wrong
so you're going to put Richard in there, but we need to put Brady in there first. Naked, smoking a turkey.
It's the only way to do it.
Richard walks in the door from London.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Brady's always been very interested. He's like, it's only $60 a night. It's like every time we discuss it, I think he gets a bit closer to being kicked out by his wife. And he's always like, is that apartment still free in your complex? It comes up about once every 2 months. So I think that's an ulterior motive. But here's our issue. So we did Thanksgiving 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, which was fine. Because although I have no cooking skills, I discovered that AJ's can basically prepare everything for you. Because I was expecting
I
was expecting someone else to do the cooking, and they didn't. And about 3 days before, I'm like, oh my God, Rob's coming over. Richard's flying in from London. So I thought this would be good. I know the people in my local AJ's. I'll just go in like a helpless woman.
Right.
And just be like...
which is what you want.
Or
I
Ian.
Know.
Or just go in as Ian.
Ian, slightly more dramatic.
Oh my God.
I know.
This bitch I don't want to know.
Because I needed the full service, so I thought I'll go straight to the butcher's because I know the butcher really well, right? And I go in and Kevin's his name. I said, Kevin, I've got this big problem. He goes, what is
Marine.
It? And he goes... and I said... The person who's supposed to be doing the cooking for Thanksgiving has let me down. I've got guests coming. I don't know what to do. And I ramped up the drama so much.
Were you crying?
Yeah, did, you should have wept.
I had tears on standby. I thought, I don't want to make a scene in the middle of AJ's, but if I have to weep,
right.
I can.
You can do it.
So, but I didn't have to. He came out from behind his counter and he went, don't worry, this is all going to be fine. Follow me.
Oh my
and
God.
He took me to the lady who runs the deli. He's like, this is Ian. He's on the radio. She goes, oh, yeah, I know. And she goes,
she did not say that.
Yeah, people listen.
She did not say,
no,
I know.
No
that
way.
Was superfluous to the story.
Couple
that was
of people listen to.
Yeah, please, come on.
At least two.
Of course she knows. Please, Ian. That was a little pat on the back there. Come on.
Anyway, on with the story. So she goes, no, we can do all of this. We can do this, da-da-da. She goes, you can just cook the turkey. That's easy. Everything else you can just buy and you can microwave it, blah, blah. I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. So anyway, we do Thanksgiving. Rob comes over. We have the food. It's great. He goes, you did good. Or should I say, AJ's did pretty well, didn't I? I'm like, don't.
Yeah, but he's right.
Don't reduce my effort. So anyway.
Your effort was to go shopping. He does this all the time. So the whole first segment.
He's ridiculing me for like 2 weeks on text. And then comes to Christmas. I go back to the UK. He's got family visiting for Christmas, right? I wake up one day in the UK. I got a text from Rob. Which AJ's did you go to? If I was to go in there, who would I ask to get the same thing that you got? Because I need to get the same setup for
Kevin.
My
I spoke to Kevin. Yeah. Kevin was waiting.
He was waiting for you.
And then he asked the lady in the deli, and said, Ian sent me. And she's like,
oh,
who?
Of course. Who? No, she had pictures of him. She was writing him a letter. Of course. She was all over the Ian idea. Somebody just emailed me and said, I've never heard Turbo Lover before. Pretty good. How does that happen? Is it weird that people will just discover you now?
Yeah, that's what's so great about, you know, music. I mean, wow, Turbo Lover, 1986.
I know.
And it's what, almost 2020?
Yeah. 34 years removed from Turbo Lover being in our ears for
the first time. Do we know any more about this person? Or they just sent you a thing?
No, so they just got here. Trump's trying to get him out. I'm not sure what. No, they haven't. I don't know any of their history other than that they just heard that for the first time.
Oh, that's good.
And it's crazy. Maybe that's the impetus to their career now.
There you go.
Isn't that nuts?
Yep.
Do you meet people that say, you're the reason I got into music and they're terrible at music?
Ooh.
It happens, you know, right? It has
yeah,
to. There's too many bad people doing music.
It happens.
And you're like, you
and
should
you
stop.
And you have to smile. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I encourage that kind of train wreck.
But occasionally, occasionally you go on Blabbermouth and go, oh, my God, I inspired that.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate that. Lord. I hate that.
Does it bother you?
Let me say now, I hate Blabbermouth. Rob Halford hates Blabbermouth. It'll be on Blabbermouth.
It'll be on Blabbermouth.
Within the hour.
Yeah, but you like dirt.
But I love the dirt.
Yeah.
Thomas goes on Blabbermouth all the time.
Yeah, and he's always finding stuff.
He texts me stuff.
And he brings it to you if it's about
he'll
you.
He'll be in his part of the house and I'll be in my part of the house. We text a lot now. Here's a funny thing. My mother, bless your soul, my sister, when her daughter was growing up, they would text each other. My sister would be downstairs and my sister would be in her bedroom because that's what teenagers do. They stay in the bedroom. Yeah. And they would text each other, and I'd go over to visit, and I'd say, why don't you speak to each other? We text.
Yeah.
We text. Well, now, that's what me and Thomas do. We text. He texted me at 2 o'clock this morning going, you know we're doing Holmberg on Thursday morning? I go, no, we're doing Holmberg Friday morning. He goes, no, we're doing Holmberg now. You know? So if he hadn't have texted me at 2 o'clock this morning after I was rewatching Peaky Blinders, which we are mad on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been here. I'd have been knocking on the door tomorrow at 8 a.m.
We'd have
let me in.
You're allowed to pop by.
Okay.
You've got that status.
So he says, Thomas says, oh, you're on Blabbermouth again. He says, could you fax me in the north wing of the house a copy of the article so I can read it?
What's something on Blabbermouth that has almost made you say, that's so unbelievably untrue, I have to say something?
But Thomas?
Do you remember anything, Thomas? Something that they said that you're like, you're not going to believe this, Rob. But I just read this on Blabbermouth.
Metal injection.
Oh, all the dates were wrong and everything.
Oh, yeah,
was just
they
incorrect.
Said because Aussie's cancelled the UK tour, the Priest is still going to do it at the same venues, you know.
You get fans going,
oh, you're going to do it. That's great. I'm going to buy tickets. And he's just, ugh.
You know? Yeah. How was Aussie? You were running that tour and then it all kind of went apart, right?
Well, he's, you know, slowly but surely becoming the great Prince of Darkness that he always
yeah, he's
has been
back.
And will be. And that was really cool if you've seen his video.
Yeah.
You know, letting everybody know what's happening. I'm not dying. You know. So that was great.
You know
watch.
What? You know who says that? Dying people. That's what scares me. Whenever I see a video of somebody trying to convince me they're not dying, I'm convinced they're dying.
I think Ozzy had to say he wasn't dying, though, because one of those websites that we were just mentioning ran an article saying he was almost dead, right. And then Sharon had to go on The View and fiercely
he's
deny
fine.
That.
He's fine, everybody leave us
and I alone. And, you know, what probably all Ozzy wanted to do, because he's been really sick, is rest. And I can imagine her coming back from The View going, get up, you need to do a video, they're not going to believe me, you need to go on camera. And he's
well,
like,
I just want to let everyone know I'm not dying, for God's sake. Please, quit asking. Because I'm not doing it. And now all right, shut it off, action. Sharon. I'm dying.
And now his side action is talking for the
oh, geez, we don't need any more of that. That's just all that stuff. We know he's got it, and they need to shut up. That's what that's what being like, side action is. Your bad side action
it's
when you
over.
Start talking. Please. Rob, you're doing a bunch of cool stuff this Saturday. You're going to be over at Arizona Mills signing stuff. I've gotten a couple emails from people that say that they've worked around your home. And you come out and just hand them stuff.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know. He says, the guy answered the stuff? Door, said, is this, are you Rob Halford?
And I gave him some stuff.
And you said, the metal god, yes. And then they said, Rob appeared later as we worked on things at his house with some signed things and just started to talk to us. What a great guy.
Oh, well, it could have been my landscaper.
You're not doing that kind of stuff.
One of many.
He works for
you a... You didn't cut that tree properly, you're fired.
One of the municipalities, he said, I work
actually,
for.
Actually, when I was pulling out the drive the other day, they were doing some work from that big storm that came through.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of guys with a truck, and I thought, oh, here's a story. I've been trying to get the drive fixed at the front of my house for 4 months. We're 4 months behind schedule. Because Paradise Valley have this kind of very intricate thing about approving plans. We started the work and we had the diggers in digging stuff up, and then somebody's like, stop.
Yeah, they show up and inspect
stop. It. Stop. Yeah, stop. I go, what's wrong? They go, you're not clear to do this. Well, I'm just doing some irrigation. You know, you're not allowed to do irrigation without us approving it. So they put this big red thing on my gate, which is like, stop.
Right.
Know? And so I'm like 4 months behind schedule. So every time we've had that monsoon season, the rain comes down the hill. And it's like, you know,
just like Niagara Falls.
So I'm coming up the other day from that last storm that is throwing. There's some guys cleaning up the mess. And this guy goes, Rob, it's you. And I go, yeah. And he goes, I'm in a band. I go, oh, yeah, hey, that's cool. And, let me give you this. So he gave me his CD.
Oh,
so it kind of goes back and forth.
Did you discard that immediately?
No, it's still on my kitchen counter. I will listen
still,
to it.
Will you
I
listen
will
to
listen
it?
To it.
No
yeah,
kidding?
No, I will listen to it, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would imagine when you...
I would throw that out.
It'd be a coaster?
Yeah, I would never listen. Oh, it God, would be a coaster if I put my drinks in the bottom of the garbage can.
I would imagine when you're the metal god and you go on tour, though, you should have people that just do these things while you're away. So when you come back, it's like magic. You know that scene in Breaking Bad where the wife has kicked Walter White out and he goes into the show home and just goes, I'll have this. I'm going to move in here. That's what you should have whenever you're away.
But that's TV world, Ian.
No, yeah, that's not real.
That's not real.
You've got to be able to
tell the
difference.
Sorry to break your bubble. That's not real. That's not real.
What is real is you at the Arizona Mills this Saturday. What are you going to be doing out there? You're going to be at FYE.
I'm signing my record, Celestial.
And you're going to be out there at 2 o'clock and just hanging out. People can come by.
Hanging out. I don't do much hanging these days.
No. What do you do?
Well, people say, I get texts, like, let's hang. I'm like, oh, God, I'm 68. I don't hang anymore.
You're not hanging anymore.
Let's go and hang. What is hanging?
If we were to go hang, you and I, where would we go?
Over at Ian's.
We were just going to somebody's house.
We're going to somebody's house and eat their food. And
that's perfect.
Why do you want to go out where there's going to be other people?
Well, I'm just saying, if we were to hang, because I'm the same way. I don't want to hang.
No, exactly.
I don't find that
interesting.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I mean, we're always surrounded by people. You know,
you have your circle of people.
And I love my peeps. I love my peeps, but I need my... You know, hang free.
You need that alone time.
Hanging out zone free. Yeah.
Talking of coming to Ian's house, Richard told me that part of the merchandise for the new Holidays album, there are candles. I love a candle. I think is it scented? Candles and the scented candles and the Golden Girls are the two gayest.
Ian,
no, I'm just saying.
You can smell my candle anytime you want.
You go over to his house, stuff your nose in his candle.
No, I want the candle. If he wants turkey,
we have
I want
the candle. We have the candle. We have the Christmas cat sweater, which is pretty cool. We've got a little kitty on the front.
Right.
We have the jigsaw.
Right.
So, you know, you've got the music, you've got the jigsaw, you've got the cat sweater, you've got the candle. You know, what more do you need?
Well, just the candle. I'm going to be, when you arrive for the turkey,
you know,
I'll send
a picture of me on it.
That's fine.
So you're going to light the candle with
and
my
watch
face
you
on
melt.
It and look at me.
Yeah, you got to stare at
Bring
him.
Bring two. I'll save one and then melt the other one. So we
what
can,
does he smell like burning?
Well, that's we'll find out.
Wonder. Yeah, we're going to find out together.
Sandalwood.
I'll be like, he'll be at the gates of the complex. I'll be saying to Richard, go check if he's got the candle. No candle, he ain't coming. No candle, no turkey.
Now, Rob, when you do this thing at FYE at Arizona Mills on Saturday, 2 o'clock, if you want to go over there, do you want Ian hanging around or do you want me to take care of that for you? Because you know he's going to show up. Is that enough? This is enough, right? You've had enough, Ian.
I think you should both come over.
I would love to, but I look, that's just stragglers.
It's people.
It's stragglers. People. And there are people. I like that kind
Even,
of stuff.
But Ian, you could sell a bunch of those cat sweaters.
Yeah. It's weird.
I'm going to do the merch stand.
Are you
going to
go?
Yeah. I'll do the
You're
going to
go, aren't you?
There is. I wasn't planning it, but I was planning on it. But there's a coffee bean at Arizona Mills as well, which always gets me...
Well, you can get a coffee, but just don't mill around. Just don't be the weirdo that hangs around behind him hoping someone says, oh, there's Ian.
Look, wearing our don't sing.
I've noticed, I've noticed this entire segment has been overridden by your jealousy that the lady who runs the deli at AJ's listens to me.
It wasn't jealousy. It was just such an obvious like self-gratification that you had to include that. It's such an unimportant part of the story. When you're writing your book, Rob, don't throw in things like that because it makes the reader or the listener just cringe.
I have a question about the book. Is it true that you are flying people into Phoenix to remind you about the years when you were drinking because you don't remember? I heard that was a rumor.
Is that true?
Is that true?
That's absolute truth.
It's a truth. You're having people come and help you write your life.
One person, Ian Gittins, who worked with Nikki Sixx on the Heroin Diaries.
Right.
And a lot of Billy Connolly's book, mm-hmm. John Bishop, the comedian, the UK comedian. So he is the man, you know. I mean, we sit in my house in Phoenix and he just pulls things out of me that I, you know, completely forgot.
He remembers your life for you.
It's like a therapist. It's really, when you do these books, it's like sitting, like laying down, having therapy, like with a psychiatrist or whatever, you know, that you find out so much about yourself that you forgot.
Yeah.
And it, a lot of it's scary, you know, because, oh my God, I just
What's a revelation? What's one thing you're like, that's, I did not do that. And it turns out, yeah, you did. Did you have one thing somebody's telling you? You're like, I cannot believe it. Or are you going to tell me to buy the book?
Buy the book.
Did you have something, though, that you're like, that's horrifying. I would have never, ever guessed I would have been capable of something like that. That you can share.
I don't think I can share.
You can't share it? Why not?
It's so dramatic.
Is it?
And did shocking.
You've killed a man. You killed a man with your bare hands.
That's why all the work's
the
being done
I'll
around
add my
these
own
house.
I'll add my, yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of... you know what we were talking about earlier on the show?
Yeah, cheese
with the doctor.
Oh my God! A lot of testicle damage.
Testicles, penises.
You choked a man to death with your testicles and penis.
You put him on a spit and rotate.
My God!
This is why
you had a Hawaiian
roast.
This is why
he's so nice to the landscapers. He's like, don't dig too deep. Yeah, don't find the bodies.
Surfacey digs only at the house.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we can't go too down. We're not going with footers here. If it blows away, it blows away.
Move the bobcat.
So there are some things.
It'll
there.
Be a good read.
Because it's
what's the point? I mean, you know, that you get one chance of doing this. And
it's
just an opportunity. When you're old, you don't give an F anymore. You know, whatever.
Right.
So just throw it all out there and people can throw it in the bin or be shocked or, you know.
Yeah. Or just get entertainment.
Trust themselves.
Elton just did his book and I was shocked to see that he was kind of relaying how he felt about other people that he would normally have just been. He was like, you know, Michael Jackson. He went on a rant. Yeah, a little bit of a rant about Michael Jackson being an uncomfortable weirdo, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
because in the way he was.
Well, no, he said as a child he was fine. And then as he got older, you're like, there's something really, really wrong with this guy.
I thought he said it was the product of his childhood.
Of course it was. But I mean, he's still normally a celebrity is not going to reveal that kind of stuff about somebody until they get to that age. Where you're like, forget it. This is all. This is my experience.
Because they've been serializing the Elton book, the clips I've read there's revelations in there, but they're really funny and entertaining. Yeah. Every time I've read it, I've been like, why didn't you make the movie this good? The musical was so bad, and the book has got so much good stuff in it, according to, you know, the highlights.
So this is the deal right here, then. I'm a little too old for it, but when they make the book a movie, here we go.
Ooh.
I'm Rob Halford.
Actually, wouldn't Holmberg be a good...
That's what he's saying.
Are you offering your service? You want to be me?
I will be you in the movie for free. Just need a kissing double because I don't know that I would be very authentic at that.
Ian.
I like that on the credits. John Holmberg's Rob Halford. Yeah. Ian Canfield kissing double.
Yeah, well, that's the thing in Queen that they kind of strayed away from for a mass appeal audience, and it really was part of his life they avoided.
But it was tough for him
because of that thing with those choppers. Yeah, yeah. But I was like, do you want to make a movie out of the book if it came out?
Yeah, I think it could be. Yeah, it could be fun.
How do you want it to end? Write the ending.
It's a shopping cart.
Nobody knows me anymore.
And you just grab your chest.
Clutch
your chest, mad that the pepper
Where's
jack's
the
been
cheese?
Moved.
Yeah. That'll be the title of the book.
The name Rob the cheese.
Who moved my cheese?
Yeah, I was curious, though. If you could write your ending, what would it be?
The very ending?
Yeah, how would you like to like see the metal god go?
Oh.
On stage? Quietly?
Not quietly.
Not on stage, but I'm saying screaming. You want to go out kicking and screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just after a big show.
Yeah, is that changing my diaper and, you know, putting the catheter in. I just want to go that way, kicking and screaming.
Yeah, it's interesting when you write a book about your life and you're like, I'm not done yet.
Yeah, I've still got more to do.
Yeah, so how do you end a book about something when you've got plenty left?
Yeah, exactly. There might have to be – when they finally approached me to commit to this book, and I said, you know, it's going to be like Lord of the Rings. It's literally that much information.
And elves are
It's going to be a trilogy. Yeah. You know, so I think this will be book one of a trilogy.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'd be interested in reading it just because that lifestyle is something so foreign to everybody. Yeah.
Did you go through a midlife crisis at all?
Oh, yeah, big time.
What was it?
You know, when I was away from Priest doing that stuff with the Fight Band and the Two Band, that I look back now, that was my kind of midlife crisis, yeah.
And was it really based in, because I'm dealing with it right now. I got all sorts of, yeah, my brain's just in the wrong spot, just doing weird stuff.
There was an image makeover. Rob made an album with Trent Reznor called Two, and it was very kind of gothic. It was a new image. To quote our mutual friend Richard, and actually I think I've got the picture, he's like, yeah, it was like a gothic Dusty Springfield.
No, that's because I said to him, I sent him the picture.
You've got the picture?
Put my eye makeup on and I look like Dusty Springfield, you know, male Dusty Springfield in drag.
I have to see if I
with
think.
With a fur coat and.
There you go.
Here it is.
Oh my God, is that real? That's pretty amazing.
Oh,
that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
No, actually, the makeup is real. I love these horrible pictures of me. I search for the worst pictures of me I can find on the internet. Just because you know that's there's a reason that they put those pictures up.
Do you think if the metal god, as you kind of look back and write this book, you look back and say, Rob 2019 needs to go back and tell Rob 1975 this?
Don't change a thing.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Run it the whole
way.
Don't
change a thing. Yeah. Just go for it, man. Yeah.
Would you have told them to go even more?
Yeah, why not?
Did you feel like while you were going through all the craziness that it wasn't full throttle?
I think that was full throttle.
Yeah, there was a moment where you just put it down.
I couldn't have gone any deeper, darker, faster. Stronger.
No kidding. And all at once.
And you look back and you wouldn't do anything different.
That was that, yeah. The crash and burn sequence that we've yet to get to, because right now we're in the early 70s, and the crash and burn sequence is like 86. That was just full on.
Crash and burn, with that being in that era, Priest are at the peak of their powers, right? I mean, you've moved to America, you're on MTV, in
one
arenas.
One of the biggest records ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a very interesting thing, that a lot of successful people in show business, when things are great, there's something, you know, again, there's like a train wreck going on behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, when I was making that Turbo record, you know, I don't know how I made it.
You were a catastrophe.
I was out of my tree, as we say.
Yeah.
From the moment I woke up to...
No, were you personally out of your tree, or were you putting it outside? Like, was it, like, explosive out of your tree? Everybody could see it.
Yeah, it was very, very, you know, tearing off the... There was one incident that Ian drew out of me. Not you, Ian. I mean, I know you draw a lot of things out of me.
only for a candle.
But, you know, when we were making the Turbo record, and at the record plant in LA. Mm. Apparently, I was tearing phones off the wall for no apparent reason.
You just lost
it. Phones. I just lost it. If I saw a phone on the wall, I would just tear it off.
Did you find you were like angry, or were you just
angry?
No kidding. At what?
Anger. The anger was immense.
Yeah. And just from
substance involved, yeah, or just straight up?
Yeah, coke and.
But you found you were angry just because.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff, the gay thing, the booze, the drugs, you know, just the frustration of
internally not being
it was always there.
Again, I found with a lot of musicians that if you've had the good grace, luck, and fortune to get this far, there's a period where there's this real massive kind of confusion going on. Is this what I really want to do? There seems to be something missing, you know.
Right.
Everything I was hoping for is here, but it's not enough. And it's all that kind of drama that's going on. And,
that's crazy.
It is crazy because you think you're top of the world and really you're at the bottom of the heap.
It's funny.
Mind.
That's my brain right now is like, why can't you just appreciate the things you have? Why is it always more?
And that generally comes to you as you move on in life. That's when you're able to think more rationally.
It's very strange.
How old was I? 86. How old was I in 86? I was born in 51. So I'm like, what, 30-something?
Yeah, mid-30s.
Mid-30s, midlife, heading towards the midlife crisis,
It's a very strange mindset because it's just kind of taken me over in the last, like, why is it always about more?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily more stuff, just more accomplishment, more personal pride, more everything. And it does, it kind of just sets you back. It's just very strange. And I can't imagine doing it while substances are floating around in.
Oof. And dealing with that, the star factor as far as the fame, the pressures of it, like when will this – ends. What happens?
It's going to be a good book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a hell of a book on your
LAPD
hands.
Banging the door down because of the stuff that was going on in the room. And
were you worried? I got to make a commercial, but real quick. Were you worried about getting caught as the real Rob Halford at any point? Or was that something you kind of wanted to have happen?
Yeah, I probably did. And, of course, that moment when I was at the MTV studios and I had the simple proclamation when the producer drops his clipboard. That was the catalyst for me. That was part of the, you know, that's it now. I've unburdened myself.
Yeah.
Completely
been
free.
Lifted.
Yeah.
And did it feel like that was the moment you're like, wow.
Yeah,
this
felt
is,
great.
The world's
going
to be different now.
Yeah.
How great.
It's over. It's done. It was so fast and simple.
Yeah.
But something so huge that had been there was finally taken care of.
And someone else handled the bullhorn.
Yeah.
You just got to tell one guy.
The question was there. In fact, I put that clip up on my Instagram at Rob Halford Legacy. I put that up because we just had National Coming Out Day, which is really important if you're thinking about coming out. You don't have to wait for National Coming Out Day. Just come out.
I'm not even gay. I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah. Everybody
it just sounds
out.
Like quite a burden release.
You don't have to do it on MTV.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I mean, doing
it
on
anywhere.
MTV is
do it anywhere.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. How cool it is. It's a great story in a life that I don't think everybody listening sits back and goes, I have no idea. I've always dreamt of it. But boy, I don't know that you really know what you're getting into until you've lived it. And that book's going to be unbelievable.
Gotta live it.
Yeah, it's great. Rob Halford is going to be over there at FYE Arizona Mills, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You guys want to stick around and do the entertainment drill with us?
Yeah, we can do that.
Of course you can. It's 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil!
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
where Rob Halford has been kind enough to spend the last 90 minutes with us. Ian Campfield comes in and tells his stories, but everybody knows him for the last 40 or 50 minutes. It's just been great this morning, so I thank both of you for popping in. Rob's
still
gonna be
so jealous. Just because AJ's
please.
Like me. I mean,
please.
Honestly.
AJ's. They know you because of this show.
I never said that wasn't the case. You've just made this such a contentious issue.
You're still having a little anger issues with the roids. I think.
Well, they did put me back on them to reduce the inflammation because I'd never had so much stuff down my throat for the.
Rob, is that true?
Oh,
yeah, no, thank you very much.
You wouldn't believe what's gone down.
A lot of
throat
coat. A lot of throat coat.
That's why it's called throat coat.
It has to be. Oh my God. Yeah, Rob's over there at FYE Arizona Mills. 2 o'clock, and you're going to be the album's out tomorrow.
Yeah, big release day
it
tomorrow.
Drops.
Right.
Yeah,
It drops tomorrow,
and you can grab that for the holidays and stuff and play that for your family, your metal family, and the metal holidays. You got some stuff on there that's more traditionally.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's all over the place. Yeah it's a lot of fun.
Tomorrow or Saturday at 2 o'clock if you want to go over there. You're going to be signing CDs and all sorts of stuff. Brady, it's time for you to entertain us, and it's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. self-defense training that is unbelievable. The workout I had yesterday is the best workout I've ever had. It was an unbelievable core board thing where we actually did sparring on core boards, and I've never felt anything more efficient and powerful. And it's just great people. The one thing I wanted to say today is they've helped me with the KUP deployment with all of our troops and stuff up there at React Defense, and Jay and Josh and Joy and Jenna. Tony and Michael and all the people that are involved up there are just really good people.
Ronnie, Bobby.
Yeah, when you run into good people, you just want to tell people about it. And if you're trying to get in shape and you want to do a self-defense thing and whatever, I've told you till I'm blue in the face how amazing it is. On top of it all, they're just really quality people taking care of the community. So throw that at you, too, because you're not getting that from anywhere else either. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, give us some dirt. Rob likes dirt.
Well, this is Jennifer Aniston is in the Guinness World Records.
What?
She's never had an Instagram, so she launched her Instagram yesterday.
Mm. Stroking.
And in 5 hours and 16 minutes had 11.1 million
wow.
followers.
Do you do Instagram?
Yeah, I do the Instagram.
Do you do it yourself?
Everything. Oh, yeah, I do it all myself.
How many you got?
450,000 followers, kidding. Which is pretty good for an old metalhead.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Just a little more than mine.
Yeah, Brady. I won't
how
do
many,
it.
How many have you got, Brady?
You like it's 7 or 8, right?
Now, more importantly, 80, how many have you got, 8, Ian?
8,600.
Yeah. How many do you
8,600,
have?
8,600, that's pretty
about
good.
86.
Ian.
You have 8,600
yeah,
as well?
No, about 86.
86 people.
Yeah, about 86.
He knows them all.
Didn't Jennifer Aniston just post a picture of her with the Friends
blurry.
People? Like, yeah. It was a bad picture.
It was her
and that's
Courtney
that's
Cox,
it.
And it was yeah. a blurry.
That was the first picture she put
that's
up.
That's the only picture.
Yeah, the only picture, she's got, and she's got 11.
One post, 11 million.
11 million people. That's yeah. That's some cashola if you wanted to.
Do you worry about
the influencer thing? You know, they pay you. You know,
the second you get over 40,000, they start looking at giving you a bump for if you want to do it all the time for people.
I get it. Yeah, they offer me some change just to sit there with a can of Coke by me. And
is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of money are they asking you? Give me just a roundabout.
What product?
Let's say I'm going to do it.
It's like incremental. So once you get like into the 300,000, 400,000, it can be like 10 grand a pop.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, the Kardashian thing is where they get like 1.2 million.
Yeah, when they knock
per
something
post.
Out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't have it. I would be afraid.
You don't have the Instagram?
No social media.
Not at all.
Outside of this show, and I don't have anything to do with it. And I tell people all the time because I don't want some jackass going on there and starting to spout off something and it gets tied back to me. Or I make a joke and in context it's screwed up and I lose everything. It just doesn't seem worth it.
That's why
Instagram's
that's why,
a little easier to avoid that.
You think.
Twitter, but yeah, right. If you decide, hey, let's film this.
This is hilarious, and then you find out it's a terrible thing.
That's the reason I don't have the Twitter, because people keep saying, get the Twitter. I'm opinionated because I'm an old guy. And so – you know, I want to avoid that, and it's a precarious world. You'll go on like I went on. My record's on Apple Music, so I saw some comments. So I checked the comments. The first comment I read was "worst front man in the history of rock and roll." Second comment was something to the effect of "can't sing a note." So it was by then I'm like click.
Get me out of
Apple Music for the day. So you've got to be ready for all that stuff on social media.
And it seems to be dominated by the people that you would never want to hang out with. And then you force yourself to engage with them. Screw that.
Yeah, you're giving them attention.
Yeah, it's a viper in your pocket. I just think inevitably somebody with a sense of humor or a little bit of creativity is going to be misread. And the next thing you know, you're standing there apologizing for something. I didn't mean it.
Exactly. I think John on social media would definitely jeopardize your chances of playing Rob in the Metal God movie.
Or increase them.
Enhance it.
Yeah. No, I want to be, I'll be, Rob when he's around 50.
Okay.
Is that an interesting time period?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you think you should hit the 35, the midlife crisis part?
Yeah, but you can put some makeup on.
I think in the midlife crisis part, my kissing scenes would be a lot more interesting. Maybe we should go for that.
All right. Yeah, my stand-in for all the making
kissing
out.
Doubles.
Yeah, and I literally, during the movie, will just walk away from that, and then Ian will come in with a bald cap on.
He'll be like, Jeremy, get in here.
All right, open up, love. We're going in. He doesn't sound like the actor is doing wrong.
That's it. Here we go. Nice job. Grab the package. All out. And back to Holmberg.
Yeah. And cut.
Yeah.
I know you'll like this one, John, because there's a list of celebrities who claim they've seen ghosts.
Yeah.
How do you feel on that?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Believe in haunted houses?
Yeah, I've got a screaming baby at my house in England. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did a couple of times.
Yeah, screaming baby.
Why would a baby?
And I got a water ghost. I had a water ghost. No, not
what's that?
You know, everybody has like a burst pipe.
Yeah.
Every now and again, I seem to get them really frequently. And there was somebody that I think maybe you and I talked about, Ian, from the past, who's in the book, who's no longer with us.
Right. Yeah.
But he used to be a practical joker with water.
Yeah.
So
you think he's like literally causing damage?
Yeah. There's this thing that's going on all the time. You know. Either the house here in Phoenix or the house back home in the UK. We just had both water dramas within a matter of days at the, you know, same vibe.
Do you have, my house has the, it makes the same sound about the same time at night.
In that's
the
your wife.
Roof on the side. No, it's not.
Get out.
Yeah. I've checked. She's there. And it's literally the same time, I mean, every day.
Could what be a kind
point. Of a noise, whether is it?
Yeah. I always think it's, I mean, obviously think it's the temperature dropping or something's expanding or, but it's a couple of cracks. I mean, it's not like a wood cracking.
A boom, boom, boom.
She's just trying to scare you to move out into my guest apartment. Ronnie, his wife
is. The guy trying to get out.
She's listening right now and she's like, okay, he's offered to cook a turkey for Thanksgiving. All right, I'm going to make more noises between now and November and just scare him away.
He's got to go. Yeah.
I check the crate that I keep Ronnie in, my wife, and she's in it. She's so it's not, you know.
And it's not a creaky crate. It's well made. So that's not making any noises. Yeah, I just don't believe in ghosts. I just can't believe it because my theory has always been if a police detective in a city, there was a serial killer in Phoenix and the police chief went on TV and said, we've narrowed it down to we're pretty sure it's ghosts. Everyone would say, oh, you're fired. So I don't really believe anybody buys that ghosts are out there doing anything. I think you just got bad plumbing, Rob.
Boo.
Happy Halloween.
That's just boo.
I know it's a boring way to think, but I just don't, I'm not afraid of them. They've never done anything.
I'm of the opinion we don't know that this is it. Why should this, what we're living now, be it?
But they can't affect us. I'm of the mind that they can't do
it. I tell you
anything.
This much, though. The people that buy into the idea that they have the guardian angel and people that come and look after them and stuff like that, and then they've somehow chosen that person. Don't anyone dare do that to me. Once I'm done, I want to lie down. Don't you make me go to work once I've had this life.
Babysit some dickhead now.
Exactly. I am out for that. I do not want that.
Yeah, we're not. Don't worry about it. We're not going to be offered that.
Okay.
If the afterlife is real, me and Rob will be down there going, wow, the kissing scenes did it.
Hey, the people experience that's the ghost of throats.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that. I don't even care about an afterlife. If this is it, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Just lay me down. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, that's our mantra now. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone for God's sake. Imagine. Billions and billions of dead people trying to get to know you. Forget it.
We'll end it on this one. Mina Savari plays Nicole Brown Simpson in a movie about Nicole's murder, which doesn't point the finger at O.J. Simpson. Instead, it puts the blame on a serial killer named Glenn Rogers, who worked for Nicole. word on the release
date. Fascinating. Oh, I would watch that.
I religiously watched that show, the Nicole Brown show.
You mean the trial?
Oh, no. No, her show.
You're thinking of somebody else.
I'm thinking of the.
Judge Brown?
I'm thinking of the other.
This is where we need the guy who's doing the book to remind Rob of what he's thinking of. Show?
That's another thing I found out about myself, that I fantasize a lot. I make things up.
Nicole Brown show.
This happened, and I go, it never did.
To remind you, for 2 years, Nicole Brown show ran on
Court TV.
Wasn't
there another Nicole, the chick with the big boobs?
Nicole Smith.
Thank you.
Anna Nicole Smith.
No, she was not murdered by O.J.
She was not murdered.
No. Not by O.J.
It would take him a lot longer.
Yeah, pretty fascinating.
But was she murdered? Did she OD?
She OD.
She OD.
She OD.
She was amazing.
What show did she have?
She had a show.
They had that reality show.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That reality show.
Yeah. I only saw her in a movie where she showed her cans and couldn't act, and I was pretty happy with that. Right. I didn't really need to hear from her. I didn't want her opinions. I just wanted her cans out.
Their daughter's like 20 now or 20. Yeah. I think she's.
Who was that lady, Thomas, that you yelled, you never believe? At the Sunset Marquee, the Long Island Medium checked in. You know the Long Island Medium?
Yeah, the lady that talks to ghosts for you.
I said, you tell me this now, I'd have just gone run screaming at that woman and just asked me, you know, can you get in touch with so-and-so? What's going on there? Blah, blah, blah. But I love that.
I love that show
as well. I like the Long Island Medium.
I always say this about mediums. One of my buddies, actually, you met this person, the ex from England. He used to run TV channels.
Yes.
And
Dean.
My God.
Yeah, Dean. We all know Dean.
What was
his last name again, Rob?
Anyway.
Simpson.
He used to run TV channels, and he had this channel that was part kind of softcore porn and part call a premium-rated phone number and get a psychic to tell you what was going on.
Charge per minute.
And they made a bunch of money, but they were going to put the rates up to rent the channel or whatever it was, and basically they were like, we're done with this. It's been a good experiment. We're going to take our money and go. And he always said to me, so I had about six psychics on rotation that would take these calls, and I called him in for a meeting and basically said, you've just done your last shows. None of them saw it coming.
There it is.
And what a great combination, porn and psychics.
Psychic porn. Here's what's going to happen. I can predict what's going to happen at the end of the porn, too. Almost every time.
A happy ending almost all the time.
Not necessarily.
The money shot.
Yeah, there's usually a money shot or something called a cream pie, which isn't what Brady's thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, anything to do with food.
No.
The gay psychic network.
Oh, the gay psychic network.
Where that predicts if you're gay or not in the future?
It
tells you when you're going to be your gayest.
I see buns.
Will I be wearing heels or pumps?
Yeah.
You're going to do the kissing scene. Damn it, he was right. There you go. Rob Halford.
At some point this weekend, you will be watching the Golden Girls reruns.
A pleasure, sir. Thanks for sticking around the whole time. It was nice.
Thank you.
Rob Halford's new record is out this weekend. Actually, tomorrow. The Christmas selection.
Celestial.
What's it called? It's not even written.
Celestial.
Celestial's out tomorrow, and you can get him to say hi to you over there at FYE Arizona Mills. 2:00 Saturday afternoon. He'll be out there signing CDs. And hanging out with you and watching and seeing what you're up to and keeping Ian about 17 feet away at all times.
Right.
So I'm sure we'll be enjoying a Gloria Jean's coffee.
And we are recruiting for our pre-Thanksgiving. So if anyone can cook, just let Rob know.
Drop off a turkey tomorrow.
Brady will do it. He's very excited about this. Kind of indignant. Rob, thank you very much. Ian, as always, over there at your station, you go back to all those AJ's fans. That can't stop talking about it.
Still
you.
Bitter about that. It's bitter. Been an hour now.
It'll last a lifetime. We're all done. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. So long.
This is bad. Bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?